I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sore loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose, Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? Deep, deep, ba, ba, deep, ba, deep, ba, 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 ba.
Welcome to Nutty But Nice. I'm Ronnie Allen, and today we have so much variety. We're going to hear records about spam, skin diving, freckles, crabgrass, one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, an old sow, wild women, whiskey, cigarettes, and a lady named Myrtle. We're going to hear from a cartoon duck, a grouchoy doc, a laughing trumpet player, and a man who became his own grandpa. And what makes this show extra special, for the first time ever, I have a phone-in guest, the man who wrote and sang one of the most popular songs ever heard on the Dr. Demento syndicated radio show. Tom T-Bone Stankus will tell us all about his legendary existential blues. And, of course, I'll be playing that one as well. So much excitement today, but we lead off this show with a pair of records about unmitigated garbage.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big golf-nail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them Daisy Roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and two the council wrote. Next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman hat. He wears gold flimsy trousers, and he lives in the council flat. Say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad. You're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time.
Oh!
My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. Now one day whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the yard.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say.
That's you again.
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
Because there's not much room inside. He found a tiger's leg one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. It said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
Well, Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of blackburn butter toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. Greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage, she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
The late, great Shel Silverstein and Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. And before that one, My Old Man's a Dustman by Lonnie Donegan, the same guy that brought you the Rock Island Line and Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight. Even if you weren't sure at the beginning, I know that you figured out, a dustman in Britain is a garbage collector. We have a song right now by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and when Guy wanted to get nutty, he could get nutty. We dedicate songs on this show to everybody, but this one is especially dedicated to you if your name is Myrtle or Moidle.
Oh, Michael, light. How romantic while we're dancing, while me heart flies as high as a kite.
Oh, Michael, my title, hurry up, hurry down to your jimmy. When a guy's on a foil, how he wants a goil, and I want my moil tonight.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Oh Moidle. Believe it or not, back in 1945, that one made it to number 18 on the chart. I'm Ronnie Allen, and you're listening to Nutty But Nice. Very special show today because I'm going to have a phone-in guest toward the end of the show. His name is Tom T-Bone Stankus. He's the man that created and sang Existential Blues. I guess part of my inspiration for doing this show was seeing Alan Sherman's picture on his third hit album. That album was called My Son the Nut, and you saw Alan's picture against a background of nuts. I kind of stole that for the images that promote this particular show. On the album My Son the Nut is a song whose tune you probably know, English Country Gardens. I used to play that on the piano a lot. Any rate, Alan wrote a parody to it, and it's called Here's to the Crabgrass.
Here's to the crabgrass, here's to the mortgage, in fact, here's to suburbia.
Lay down your briefcase, far from the rat race, where nothing can disturb ya.
Uncomplicated, it's what we waited for so long in this city. Come, let us go there, live like Thoreau there, a life of sweet simplicity.
Did you set the thermostat?
No, I don't know where it's at.
Tuesday the cuckoos meet again.
Walk the dog and cut the grass.
Take the kids to dancing class.
Jim's little league got beat again.
Can't keep a maid here no matter what they're paid here.
The place has bad publicity.
Why did we move here?
Don't you remember to live in sweet simplicity? Here's two mosquitoes, clam dip and Fritos, to golf and bridge and scuba there. Men wearing knee pants, women in capri pants, discussing what's with Cuba there. Each big appliance treats you with defiance until it finally falls apart. Call the repairman, in a week he's there, man, to knock your kitchen walls apart.
Tommy's got a bloody nose,
gotta fix the garden hose.
Book of the month club came today.
Didn't read the last one yet.
Yes, you did, but you forget.
Oh, well, they're all the same today.
Here's Mrs. Ritter, she's a babysitter.
Tonight we're going joyously back to the city where life is gay and witty.
Back to the noise there that everyone enjoys there.
Back to the crush there, hurry let us rush there.
Back to the rat race, don't forget your briefcase.
Back in the groove there, say why don't we move there. Away from all of this sweet simplicity.
Here's to the crabgrass. That was Alan Sherman, joined by a singer named Jacqueline Ward. And I don't know if the Jacqueline Ward on that record is the same Jackie Ward who recorded Wonderful Summer as Robin Ward and was on Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boone. Might be the same person, might be a different person. If any of you know whether it is the same person, Jacqueline Ward on that record and the Jackie Ward that I just referred to, send me an email, ronnieoldiesguy@aol.com. If I get the correct information from you, I will insert it right here into the show, replacing my lack of knowledge here. At any rate, we go now to a very interesting recording. Actually, this particular song was originally popularized by Alonzo and Oscar. Eventually, Ray Stevens did a version of it too. But I feel it's most appropriate for me to play a version by Grandpa Jones. After all, this song is called I'm My Own Grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Now, many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, though she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. For I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife and had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, though it really is so. This is your makeup. Yum, 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 yum. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Jones, that is.
Grandpa Jones doing I'm My Own Grandpa. And you heard it on Nutty But Nice. I'm Ronnie Allen. And coming up in just a few minutes, for the very first time ever, a live phone-in guest, Tom T-Bone Stankus, is going to tell us the story behind Existential Blues. And, of course, we're going to hear that legendary record as well. It was one of the most popular records of all time on the Dr. Demento show. For many years, I might add. There's something called an announcer's test. There's different types of announcer's tests. Announcer's tests are sometimes given to those wanting to be radio or TV announcers. Duh. Well, one of the most popular announcer's tests originated at Radio Central New York in the early 1940s. It's a cold reading test given to prospective radio talent to demonstrate their speaking ability. It was popularized by Jerry Lewis. It involves counting, starting with 1, going up to 10. You start with 1 hen, 2 ducks, 3 squawking geese, 4 limerick oysters, etc., etc., etc. Well, believe it or not, a singing group made a record of it as a song. And I found it. These are the four chips. And here it is. One hen and all of the rest of them.
One hen,
one hen,
one hen, two ducks,
one hen, two ducks,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
four limerick oysters,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
four limerick oysters, five crocodile porpoises,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five crocodile porpoises, six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five crocodile porpoises,
six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array.
Two ducks, three
squawking
geese, four
limerick
oysters,
five crocodile porpoises,
six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypt of Egypt.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five crocodile porpoises,
six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array.
Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypt of Egypt.
Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and slot.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five crocodile porpoises,
six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array.
Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypt of Egypt. Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and slot.
Ten lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who haul stall around the corner of the quo of the quay of the queasy at the very same time.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five crocodile porpoises,
six pairs of Dino Bristle squeezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array.
Eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. Nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and slop.
Miracle, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep blue hall, stall around the corner of the quo of the clay and the queasy at the very same time.
And that was the four chips with one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and sloth, 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who all stall around the corner of the quo, of the quay, of the quivy at the very same time. Gotta take a deep breath. Hang on a second. Oh, that felt good. You know, this show was definitely inspired by my good friend Barry Hansen, a.k.a. Dr. Demento. I was a Dr. Demento listener for so many years. And over those years, certain recordings were played more than other recordings. These two were among the favorites of his listeners, constantly finishing in his top 10, which eventually became the Funny Five. First, we got Larry Vincent, and then we got Monty Python.
I've got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, 'cause they love her naval base. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. when she's in my arms, is paradise. She's like my Nelly, from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, is paradise. With old men she loves to neck, she necks the wrecks and gets the checks. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, is paradise. She was born in Hackensack, she made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, is paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered, she gets drunker than my brother. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice.
What you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 spam. Or lobster thermidor crevettes with a bourdais sauce served in the Provençal manner with shallots and aubergines garnished with truffle pate, brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg sausage and spam, that's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam egg sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah!
What do you mean, there? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Bloody Vikings! You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Baked beans are off.
Well, can I have a spam instead of the baked beans then?
You mean spam, 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 and spam?
Spam, 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 spam.
Two fabulous records that for years and years maintained their popularity on the Dr. Demento syndicated radio show. We just heard Spam by Monty Python, which of course was the inspiration for their fabulously successful Broadway show called Spam a Lot. And before that we had Larry Vincent, along with his Lookout Boys, doing the Freckle Song. Coming up real soon, gonna have by phone Mr. Tom T-Bone Stankus, and we'll hear all about Existential Blues, and of course, we will hear that recording. On the very first Dr. Demento show that I ever heard, he played this one by the great Mel Blanc, Daffy Duck's Rhapsody.
Greetings. My name is a Daffy. There's no other duck like me, because I'm so daffy. and the reason I'm daffy, and so gosh darned riff-raffy, and so screwy and laffy, is because old hunters won't leave me alone. Oh, why don't they hunt some other animal for a change, so that I won't have to end up on a kitchen range? But no, duck hunting's all the rage and they won't let me be. And I'm so full of bullets, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. There's so much I'd like to do if I just had the chance. I'd like to play and romp and even sing and do a dance. I would read the latest book, go swimming in the babbling brook. I'd like to fly the seven seas, play hide and seek among the trees. I'd play hopscotch and double dutch, and this and that and things and such. I know that isn't asking much, but all these things I dasn't touch. It's bang bang here and bang bang there, bullets flying everywhere. I can't stand it any longer, I get weak and they get stronger. Hunters to the right of me, hunters to the left I see. Over hill and over dale, bullets whizzing past my tail. There's no rest and there's no peace, won't this shooting ever cease? Morning, noon, and through the night, that's why I look such a fright. Bang, 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 I'm only 16 yards ahead. Bang, 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 they're shooting straight at me. Hoo, 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 they won't let up until I'm dead. Hoo, 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 why can't they let me be? Why don't they hunt big wild moose or chase a reindeer on the loose? There's possum, chipmunk, caribou, a rabbit for a rabbit stew. Raccoon, squirrels, porcupine, monkeys swinging on the vine. Leopards with or without spot, wildcats with or without dot. Elephants, badgers, kangaroo, lions, tigers, talbot, moo. Wolf, mice, and prairie ox, red and gray and silver fox. Daffy, they drive me daffy. Those hunters with their great big guns, they're all their uncles, cousins, fathers, sons, crazy. They got me hazy with all that rootin', bootin', hootin', tootin', highfalutin', noisy shootin' closer. They're getting closer with shotguns, pistols, bows and arrows, rifles, knives. Another deadly trifle, scram now, while I'm still able. You're nuts if you think that I'm gonna end up on somebody's dinner table. So, goodbye. So long now.
Daffy Duck's Rhapsody by the great Mel Blanc. And I'm Ronnie Allen. This is Nutty But Nice. And right now, we're going to hear three legends in order, both alphabetically and in the order in which I'm going to play them. We have Groucho, Louie, and Rudy.
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won a claim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is
a doctor is a man's best friend. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
What do you know about that? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you one thing this evening. Before I swing for you, I got to do a little practicing on this little Selma trumpet. You remember that good old, good one. But listen, y'all, before we go any further, I want to turn that number Laughing Louie for you. Yes, you remember Laughing Louie. Now, get a load of this cycle. One, two, three. Laughing Louie. I'm Laughing Louie. I'm Laughing Louie. Better than some business say. Laughing Louie. Yes, body, no way. That's me. Now I wake up every morning and I look on the wall. The reason why I laugh, cause I see my photograph. That's why they call me Laughing Louie. And you can't think you can say, swing out for yourself, yes. Yes, all. Swing out, boys, swing out, swing out. Yes, sir. You got that, you can sing it. They can sing, man. But look, y'all won't listen to me play with you, and you won't listen to me sing it. But I'm going to blow a little Selma trumpet this evening, and I'm going to play you a beautiful number. You're bound to like it. Get a load of this one, boy. Get a load of this one.
I would like to present Cyril Smith, who is best known for his rendition of old English folk songs and Christmas carols. He will sing a very lovely and beautiful one that English mothers have been singing to their children for many years. It is the custom in England for the audiences, especially the ladies, to assist the singer. And after you've heard the song once or twice, we'd like you to join in with him. It's an old madrigal, and the title, I Heard Three Birds. Cyril Smith.
Oh, there was an old man, and he had an old sow. Bow, bow, shy little thou. There was an old man, and he had an old sow. Lassiferalderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. And Susanna's a funny old man. Now, do you get the idea, ladies? You see, it's not so much a question of making the noises as getting them in the right order. See, all you've got to do is... I mean, there's really nothing to it. And now that you've grasped the fundamental principles, I would like you to all join in the second chorus of this beautiful old song with me. The ladies, please. Now this old sow had nine little pigs, 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 nine little jigs. Now this old sow had nine little pigs, lassiferalderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man, and man. Susanna's a funny old man. Ladies, I am sorry to say that I am not receiving the cooperation and support to which I am accustomed. I asked you to join in and help me out with this thing. I mean, after all said and done, what's a little between friends? You know, I had the pleasure of singing this song in Chicago 3 weeks ago, and I met with a much better response than I'm receiving tonight. Of course, I know Chicago's the windy city, but I mean, why can't you join in anyway? They tried to climb over the garden wall. All diddle doll. They tried to climb over the garden wall. Lassiferalderay all together. Susanna's a funny old man. Susanna's a funny old man.
In the order in which we heard them, we had Groucho Marx doing Dr. Hackenbush. Incidentally, Dr. Hackenbush was a character that was created for a motion picture called A Day at the Races, featuring, of course, the Marx Brothers. And that particular recording was part of the film, but it was cut from the film, but not from Nutty But Nice. After that, we heard a 1933 recording by the great Louis Satchmo Armstrong. That one is called Laughing Louie. And finally, we heard the old sow song by Rudy Valley. Now, actually, Rudy gets the credit, but it was really British music hall star Cyril Smith who was doing the vocalizing on that song. You're listening to Nutty But Nice, and the time is Two Records to T-Bone. And here's the first one, The Skin Diver by P. Harcourt Freeze.
A bold and daring skin diver went to the bottom of the sea. He saw a pretty mermaid as cute as she could be. The moment that he saw her was love without a doubt. But when he tried to tell her so, this is what came out. The bold and daring skin diver tried to hold her hand, but she twisted her tail and swam away. She didn't understand. He wooed her and pursued her across the ocean floor. She said, "You'll never hook me, cause I've heard that line before." The shark was heading for her. Her chance sure looked slim. But the skin diver, he saved her, so she gave her heart to him.
Dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, that's it. It was so good.
Oh, once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey,
cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, and drive you crazy and drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, and drive you crazy and drive you insane.
Hey, sing Temptation, will you?
Please. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race.
A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And love you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And love you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Take that taser, will you? Dear friend, somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll write on your grave. Two women in whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey.
Hold it, brother. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
That was Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild Wild Women by Red Ingle and the Natural Seven. And before that one, P. Harcourt Freeze with the Skin Diver. And incidentally, Mr. Freeze, as Paul Freeze, did the voice of Ludwig von Drake. I am Ronnie Allen. This is Nutty But Nice. And we have something really, really special right now. In fact, it deserves a drum roll. In our first 8 shows, we never had a guest star on the show. Well, there's a first time for everything. Today, we got a guest star. We have him on the phone. The man who's been known to audiences as America's Musical Pied Piper. And he's been entertaining full-time since 1978. And he's best known in particular for one song, which somebody described this way. It's a song that sounds profound as hell, and it says absolutely nothing. Mr. Tom T-Bone Stankus, are you there?
Hey, Ronnie. I'm here.
That's you. Now, did you hear about that critical review of your song? Remember what critic said that?
Me.
That's right. That was you that said that. That's why I brought it up. You said it actually at a performance that's on one of your CDs here. Is it St. Mary's?
St. Mary's College.
And that's how you describe existential blues. Where were you when you wrote the song?
Where was I? The state of confusion. It was the late 70s. I think it was 77. And I was teaching school. And I was just getting ready to leave teaching. I was getting ready to leave a bad management situation I was in, and I was just in a total state of confusion, and I was moving on. And one morning I woke up about 6 o'clock, and everything I had ever studied in college in Philosophy 101 came to the surface, and I just picked up a pencil and paper and started writing anything that came to my head at the moment, and it came out like a tone poem, they call them. I didn't purposely make it try to sound like Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, but that's a tone poem also. In other words, everything rhymes. Anything that comes to your mind, you just put it out there on the page. And I just did it as a mental exercise. I finished it on bus duty as the munchkins were coming off the bus into the school. And that night, I had 3 verses. I performed it at a club as a joke. And I said, well, you know, existentially speaking, this song doesn't even exist. So thank you very much. Good night. And I got a standing ovation.
Wow.
And I said, what is this? I just did it as a joke, you know, just to scribble down a few funny things to do that night for fun. And I had no intention of writing a full song or anything. And then I just kept fooling around with it. Every night, I would come to that middle part after the first 3 verses, and the Wizard of Oz took over, and it just kept evolving on stage. You know, I've never done it the same way twice.
Oh, and you probably never will.
No, it's just fun.
Yeah, actually, we could use the term stream of consciousness. That's what the
whole
thing is about.
There you go. That's absolutely true.
Do you have any idea how many times Dr. Demento played it on his syndicated show?
I have no idea, but I know someone who might know. His name is Ronnie.
Ronnie, yeah. I'm going to check Ronnie, and I'll have him have the statistics. I think it's fair to say it was several dozen, just on that one song alone, Existential
yeah.
Blues. And if you look at the top 10 records that Dr. Demento has played the most, Existential Blues would be in the top 10. Before I play it here on Nutty But Nice for the very first time, I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
There's some kids in there. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. We Are the Lollipop Kids. Who are they? Are they people that you knew?
Yes,
kids?
It is. It's me.
No, Ken. Now, wait a minute. I don't think it's all you. Is it really?
No, it was myself, and I had a couple of buddies. I said, you're all big, burly guys. Let's all sing falsetto. And one of the fellas brought his little 7-year-old sister along. So it was like three big guys and little daughter, Margie Kilborn. She came along, too. So it was four of us, three guys and a little girl, and we were the Munchkins.
Now, the other portion of this record that I always remember is, poppies, 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 poppies.
Sure.
How did you do that special effect?
I had a Roland Chorus Echo, which is a big tape machine, and I hit a foot switch. It was before they had digital. It was an analog tape loop. It was one of the first tape loop machines with chorus. It was really kind of a fun toy back in the 70s. So I'd hit the switch, I'd say poppies, and it would just completely repeat itself, you know, as many times as I wanted it to.
We're going to listen to it right now on Nutty But Nice. And we could actually call this the Seinfeld record, because the Seinfeld show was about absolutely nothing as well, right?
Absolutely.
Did you ever hear that comparison before, or is it first?
No, it's the first time, but you're absolutely right. That's right.
Here it is, and please take notes because there's going to be a surprise quiz after I play it. Only kidding. It's the classic novelty recording, Tom T-Bone Stankus and Existential Blues.
Hey, man, what are you really into, huh?
The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, T-Bone, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie at 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really Pinko Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You have so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You have so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is it Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Existential blues. My blue sweat, existential blues. I was on a quest to dream the impossible dream. I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, where, little wonders? And they looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said, we are the Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids, Lollipop Kids. I'm on a quest to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I said, hey, kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard of wise one lived? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, I don't even have a little dog, Sardo. Such predicaments I must forge ahead to dream the impossible. walking on the road day to die. I was finding the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of the hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady with a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke.
Come on!
A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I put my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of
poppy, 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 poppy.
Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flint flowers just smell awfully good. Now I was very tired, and the old witch is just going to have to wait, man, because I'm just going to stretch out again in this little field of
Bobby! Bobby!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Dorothy. Along came this old man in a green Eldorado II, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the Wizard. You must be the Wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? Wizard of Oz. I said, the Wizard of Wise, when I have been on a quest to dream the impossible dream. Walk down the road with a dude, I'm a little bee, we have a lot of fears, a lot of fears. I got tired, Bobby. A little bit, I've been through hell. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but Wizard of Wise, and I've come so far to find the truth of Bobby. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He says, to tell you the truth, son. I said, Wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, Wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound is it? Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on a knockwurst. Well, the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is this really Bill Montana or just existential blues? Really Bill Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this schizoid paranoia?
And there you have it, Tom T-Bone Stankis and the legendary Existential Blues. I actually did an extended interview with Tom, and that's going to be on the Jersey Girl Sing website in the near future, so please check that out. And that will include information as to how you can get in touch with Tom and order his product. Well, I thank you so very much for joining me today, and please join me for the next Nutty But Nice show, which will be show number 10, whenever that occurs. And until we meet again, I'm going to leave you with these words of wisdom. The early bird catches the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
Say good night, Ronnie.
Good night, Ronnie.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life, I don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose, Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
That's all, folks.